You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for What's Up with Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Shane Reddy.
This week for our weekly catch-up with Dr. Shane Reddy, I decided to ask him some questions regarding the ongoing conflict in Israel and Palestine. On October the 7th, members of Hamas's militant wing entered Israel and killed 1,400 Israelis and took 240 hostages. Israel's response has been swift. The Associated Press has reported that 9,000 Palestinians have been killed in retaliation, with Al Jazeera reporting that over 4,000 of those deaths have been Palestinian children. New Zealand recently voted in favour of a ceasefire in Israel and Palestine, and my questions to Dr. Reddy were centred around this and his party's response to the violence.
So what we've said is that we've called on all parties involved in the armed conflict to act in accordance with international law and to demonstrate basic humanity. We absolutely believe aid, food, water, fuel, medical supplies, that must reach the people in Gaza as soon as possible. This means humanitarian access desperately needs to improve. It's critical to get more supplies into Gaza. We support the right of Israel to defend itself against the Hamas terrorist attacks, but the way it does so matters. Israel must abide by international law, exercise restraint, and prioritise the protection of civilians. And these are the points that we've made quite clearly.
And on that point, I guess I wanted to ask, do you think that Israel's reaction so far and that has been proportional?
So we're not privy to all of those details. What we do know is what the rules of conflict, internationally agreed rules of conflict, say should happen, which are, as we've said, that we believe there should be ability for civilian aid, and we have expectations that Israel will abide by international law.
And we're the only one of our Five Eyes partners who voted in favour of a ceasefire recently. Is that something that the National Party supports as well?
So the caretaker government speaks for New Zealand while we're in coalition negotiations, and at this point our position is the same as the government.
So a ceasefire is something the National would support?
We don't have all of the information at this point, but again, the caretaker government speaks for New Zealand while we are in coalition negotiations, and our position is the same as the government at this time.
I wanted to just go back to proportionality quickly, because the Hamas attack on October 7th killed 1,400 Israeli civilians and end up with the capture of around 240 Israeli hostages. So far, according to Al Jazeera, at least 4,000 Palestinian children have died and 9,000 Palestinians overall. Is your party willing to condemn disproportionate response from Israel?
We believe that all parties should follow the international understandings of conflict. And as we say, we believe that at the moment it's humanitarian access desperately needs to improve into Gaza, and that food, water, fuel, medical supplies must reach the people in Gaza as soon as possible. So we stand by the international rules of engagement.
Does that mean that you'll release a statement condemning disproportionate response or condemning war crimes, or is that something that...
That's up to the caretaker government. They speak for New Zealand, and while we're in coalition negotiations, and our position is the same as the government's at this point.
And I guess I want to ask another question along those lines, because Mark Lamont, who's a commentator for Al Jazeera and previously BBC, spoke about collective punishment and about how civilians in Gaza and the West Bank are being punished for the crimes of Hamas, and this is against international law. Is that a viewpoint that you find valid, and is that something that you would be willing to...
We support the rules of engagement, international rules of engagement in points of conflict. And at this point, we believe that aid should be made available to the people of Gaza.
That was Dr. Shane Reddy speaking about Israel and Palestine.
That was What's Up with Deputy Leader of the Opposition, Dr. Shane Reddy.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.